So, you got a new season of Squid Game for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to see what's going on with You know what? Now that there are multiple years between seasons of popular shows, I can't keep track of anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's just a consequence of the dumb new model.
Hey, don't bring my third wife into this. We're very happy, and she has nothing to do with our release schedules.
What?
So tell me about this thing. Refresh my Squid Game information.
Right, so at the end of the last season, Gi-hun had dyed his hair red and was about to board a plane to go see his daughter, but then he changed his mind.
Horrible decision.
Yeah, well, he wants to stop the games.
No, I meant the red hair.
Right, yeah, people did not like that. We'll change it immediately.
Good call, yeah.
So now a couple years have passed, and he's spending all his money trying to track down that recruiter guy who got him into the games in the first place.
Okay.
And when he finally comes face to face with the recruiter, they're gonna play Russian roulette.
And why would Gi-hun agree to that?
Because he wants this guy to admit he's a dog for the front man, and this guy thinks Gi-hun is trash.
So why is he risking his life playing against trash?
Because.
Oh, okay. But also, how does Gi-hun expect to end the games if he loses at Russian roulette right now?
Well, he's not gonna lose. See, I'm the one controlling the outcome.
What? What? How are you doing that?
So anyway, he does win, and then that detective shows up. Remember from the last season, he was the brother of the guy running the games, and he got shot?
Oh, yeah, the front man shot him off a cliff in the least fatal way imaginable.
Exactly.
So what's he gonna do in this season?
Well, other than briefly helping out right now, he's gonna spend the rest of the season on a boat, trying and failing to find the Squid Game Island.
So he's investigating, like last season, but like a worse version of that.
Yeah, not actually on the island this time, just kinda looking for it.
So he's just on a boat, not accomplishing anything.
That's right.
Kinda feels like we're just gonna be cutting away to a travel show.
Yeah, doesn't that sound kind of nice, though?
You know what? It kinda does. Little breaks from the violence. Let's watch this guy in a boat.
So anyway, they equip Gi-hun with a tracker on his tooth, and he's gonna be brought to the island.
Oh, so they plan on finding the location that way.
Yeah, but right before red light, green light starts, he realizes his tracker is gone, so now he's like, uh-oh, I'm in the games for real, and no one's coming to get me.
Whoops!
Whoopsie! So he tries to save as many people as he can, but a bunch get killed.
Fatal, unless you're, like, a main character.
So then throughout the season, we're gonna get to know all these other players playing the game this year.
Who's in there?
Well, Gi-hun has a friend in there, like last season.
Another friend in there? Well, what are the odds of that?
I don't know. Two?
What?
And there's a cowardly dude, and a trans lady, and a pregnant lady.
What's her deal?
She's pregnant.
Whoa!
And actually, her baby daddy is in there, and he's a crypto bro who lost a ton of money for himself and a bunch of other people.
That does sound like a crypto bro.
Yeah, really pissed off Thanos with that one.
I'm sorry, what?
Thanos, he lost a lot of money listening to this guy.
I don't think we're allowed to use that character.
Oh, sorry, this is a character who calls himself Thanos. He's also a crypto bro and a rapper and a drug addict.
Okay, Marvel Thanos sounds like less of a douche.
Yeah, no, this guy does suck. And then we're also gonna have a storyline where we follow one of the PlayStation controller buttons and she's trying to stop this organ harvesting plot.
And where does that story go?
Somewhere, presumably. That's none of our business right now.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, and we're also gonna reveal that the front man himself has put himself into the games. He gave himself number 001.
Wasn't that the very same number that the other secretly evil guy had in the first season?
It was.
And that doesn't raise any alarms for Gi-hun.
It does not, because he is pretty dumb, so they become friends.
Well, okay then.
Oh, and this year there's an added element where if the majority of players vote to leave, they can after each game.
Sudden democracy is tight.
Yeah, but everybody keeps voting to continue playing or the show would get boring really quick.
That makes sense.
So then they're gonna play another game where it's actually several mini-games.
Like Mario Party?
Yeah, like Mario Party, except there's some follow-through on the murderous feelings that arise.
Wow.
And then there's gonna be another game called Mingle.
Ugh, I'd rather die.
I didn't even explain the rules yet.
Oh, I thought it was like a networking event or something.
No, it's this thing where they call out a number and then you quickly gotta gather that number of people and close yourselves off into a room.
And kiss.
Yeah. No, wait, no.
Whatever.
Anyway, so a bunch of people die in that game and the next vote ends up being a tie.
What does that mean?
Well, it means they gotta re-vote the next day, but our guy knows this is the point where people start killing each other.
So what does he do?
Well, he makes a plan with a bunch of his buddies to let a bunch of people die and then play dead and steal guns from the guards.
He's gonna knowingly let people die?
Yeah, and the front man is like, yes, let the hate flow through. You.
Gi-hun's totally gonna become the next frontman, isn't he?
No theorizing!
Oh, sorry.
So then they do that and kill a bunch of guards despite being outnumbered and outmatched and outskilled and whatnot.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, big old shootout.
So Gi-hun wants to get to the top of that staircase area and kill the people in charge.
That doesn't seem like a very fleshed out plan.
Yeah, no, it's not, because again, he's kind of a dumb guy.
And why would any of the people who voted to continue playing even let them attempt that?
Hey, shut up. So the shootout lasts for so long that they run out of ammo, and then the front man reveals himself and kills the main guy's friend.
Oh my goodness, pretty crazy. Gonna be tough to make next season just as exciting as this one.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, we'll just cut it right off there.
What?
Yeah, we're done.
done. Just stop it. Stop it now.
Well, that feels more like a mid-season break than a season finale.
Yeah, I accidentally wrote one super long season instead of two, so let's just kind of end it abruptly.
Should we maybe market this as half a season then?
No.
Oh, okay, cut it.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.